What if everything you believed about cost-cutting was wrong? Most executives see it as the enemy of growth, a necessary evil that weakens companies in pursuit of short-term savings. Yet some organizations have cracked a different code entirely. IKEA drops prices 1.5 to 2% every year, while growing at 10% annually. Amazon relentlessly cuts operational costs while dominating new markets. Southwest Airlines maintains the industry's lowest costs while expanding profitably. These companies aren't choosing between efficiency and expansion. They've discovered how strategic cost management actually fuels growth. The secret lies not in cutting everything equally, but in knowing precisely what matters and what doesn't. This distinction separates thriving companies from those that vanish into bankruptcy, as Circuit City learned too late when it sacrificed its greatest strength to save pennies. Think of your company as a human body. Your heart and brain require premium resources, while your appendix could disappear without consequence. Yet most companies spread resources like peanut butter, starving critical capabilities while overfeeding vestigial functions. The solution? Identify your organization's vital organs, the 3 to 6 differentiating capabilities that truly set you apart. These aren't departments or skills, but cross-functional systems that deliver exceptional value. Walmart's supply chain mastery, Apple's integrated approach to spotting consumer needs and delivering intuitive solutions. Once identified, categorize every cost into 3 buckets. Good costs directly support differentiating capabilities and deserve increased investment. Table stakes costs maintain necessary but non-differentiating functions and should be optimized for efficiency. Lights on costs simply keep the business running and must be minimized ruthlessly. When Circuit City faced financial pressure, they slashed their expert sales force, the very capability that differentiated them from Best Buy. They saved $130 million annually, but destroyed their competitive advantage. Best Buy protected this customer touchpoint and thrived while Circuit City filed for bankruptcy. Not all costs are created equal, and cutting the wrong ones proves fatal. IKEA's success demonstrates strategic cost management in action. Operating 386 stores across 48 countries, the Swedish furniture giant simultaneously lowers prices year after year while expanding profitably. Their secret? Unwavering focus on 3 differentiating capabilities: merchandise quality, customer experience, and operational efficiency. Everything else gets optimized or eliminated. Unlike typical companies where design, costing, and pricing happen separately, IKEA integrates all 3 during product innovation. The result? A $9.99 side table identical to the original $49 version, but costing 80% less to produce. During the 2008 recession, IKEA didn't resort to layoffs. Instead, they amplified cost fitness measures while investing in differentiating capabilities, building stores, expanding locations, empowering employees. They focused on lowering operational costs and improving supply chains, then reinvested savings into lower prices. The results? Approximately 10% annual growth since 2001, surpassing $30 billion in revenues by 2015, with stable margins despite ongoing price reductions. IKEA executives fly economy and entertain VIPs in store cafeterias, demonstrating cost consciousness from the top. This ownership culture permeates every level, with employees empowered to identify savings that don't compromise customer experience. Can strategic fitness be measured objectively? The Fit for Growth Index analyzed approximately 200 companies, revealing a striking pattern. Nearly 3/4 of high-scoring companies generated strong shareholder returns, while low scorers consistently underperformed. This held across industries and sizes, pointing to a universal truth. Companies aligning costs with capabilities consistently outperform those that don't. The index identified 6 critical attributes: coherent strategy, strong differentiating capabilities, systematic investments aligned with priorities, aligned initiatives supporting capabilities, execution speed, and strong leadership driving accountability. The sobering reality: less than 1/5 of assessed companies were well prepared for growth, with only 6% demonstrating strength across all 3 elements. This gap represents both challenge and opportunity. Most executives understand strategic cost management intellectually, but translating understanding into action requires overcoming organizational inertia, political resistance, and short-term thinking. Companies bridging this gap create a virtuous cycle. Strategic clarity enables better resource allocation, improving financial performance, and providing more resources for differentiating capabilities. Amazon exemplified this pattern, relentlessly investing in its e-commerce platform, fulfillment network, and cloud services while maintaining lean operations elsewhere. The lesson is clear. Simply being good at cost-cutting isn't enough. True fitness requires excellence across capabilities, costs, and organization working in harmony. Traditional budgeting starts with last year's spending and adjusts incrementally. Zero basing flips this. Every expense must justify its existence based on strategic priority and business necessity. The methodology asks, what do we absolutely need? Which capabilities drive competitive differentiation? What can we eliminate? Is there a more economical deployment method? One consumer packaged goods company transformed its IT department by categorizing activities as differentiating, table stakes, or lights on. They discovered only 15% of spending supported truly differentiating capabilities, while 45% went to table stakes and 40% to basic operations. They implemented a segmented service model, reducing overall IT costs by 39%, cutting differentiating capabilities by just 10%, table stakes by 30%, and lights-on activities by 60%. Savings were reinvested in digital customer engagement tools supporting their market strategy. Properly implemented zero basing generates 15 to 25% savings in non-differentiating areas while increasing investment in strategic capabilities. Combined with the capabilities lens, companies emerge not just leaner, but strategically stronger. Transformation requires significant adaptation, new processes, colleagues, roles, sometimes relocation. Success depends on buy-in. People must understand why change is necessary, believe it benefits everyone, and feel inspired by the vision. Yet executives often rely on rational explanations and slogans, focusing on governance while neglecting the emotional and cultural elements that define how we do things. Research shows organizations leveraging culture during transformation are twice as likely to achieve sustainable change. Employees progress through four stages: ready, willing, able, and committed. A compelling case needs both logic and emotion. One U.S. health system CEO framed cost transformation around helping patients live better and reclaiming industry leadership, connecting emotionally with employees invested in patient care. Rather than changing your company's personality, harness existing culture strengths. If collaboration is valued, frame transformation as collective problem solving. If innovation matters, show how cost fitness creates space for creativity. Middle managers need special attention. They often resist change despite being critical to implementation. When engaged through interviews, focus groups, and collaborative development, these managers become powerful change agents, translating vision into practical reality for frontline employees. The most successful companies don't choose between efficiency and expansion. They master both. Strategic cost management means doing more with what matters. IKEA executives flying economy while building stores that delight millions. Amazon's operational efficiency funding bold ventures. It's knowing your vital organs from your appendix, investing in one while removing the other. The framework is clear. Identify differentiating capabilities, align costs accordingly, build reinforcing organizations. The tools are proven: zero basing, portfolio rationalization, process excellence. The evidence is overwhelming. Companies mastering this approach consistently outperform competitors. What's missing is courage to examine where resources go and whether they're building your desired future. Becoming fit for growth isn't about cutting costs or chasing revenue. It's about building a company so clear in purpose, so disciplined in execution, that success becomes inevitable.